Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
This is Morty Lefko with podcast number 31. It's December 7, 2010, and today's title is, Are Your Beliefs Making You Ill? The placebo effect. One of the best proofs that beliefs have a powerful impact on your health has existed for years right under the noses of every physician in the world. The placebo effect. Quote, a change in a patient's illness attributable to the symbolic import of a treatment rather than a specific pharmacologic or physiological property. Close quote. In other words, it's your natural healing ability triggered by a belief in a treatment, doctor, or institution. Every new drug is tested for safety and efficacy before it's put on the market. Part of all testing involves giving the drug to human subjects to determine if it's effective in dealing with the condition it's intended to alleviate. At the same time, a pill containing an inert substance, sometimes sugar, is given to other subjects with the same illness. The drug is approved for distribution if it's determined to be safe and significantly more effective than the placebo. As Deepak Chopra points out, quote, by giving a placebo or dummy pill, 30% of patients will experience the same pain relief as if a real painkiller had been administered. But the mind-body effect is much more holistic. The same dummy pill can be used to kill pain, to stop excessive gastric secretions in ulcer patients, to lower blood pressure, or to fight tumors. All the side effects of chemotherapy, including hair loss and nausea, can be induced by giving cancer patients a sugar pill while assuring them that it is a powerful anti-cancer drug, and that there have been instances where injections of sterile saline solutions have actually led to remissions of advanced malignancy. Chopra and many others explained the placebo effect as an example of the power of suggestion. I don't think it's the suggestion as such. It's the belief that results from the suggestion that affects the body. Cancer. An excellent example of the mind-body connection is cancer. The old saying, quote, many a truth has been spoken in jest, close quote, was never more true than when Woody Allen said in the film Manhattan, quote, I don't get mad, I grow tumors, close quote. Cancer is a disease caused by a failure of the immune system. What causes the immune system to fail in some people and not in others? Increasingly, scientists and cancer specialists are reaching the same conclusion Norman Cousins wrote about in his book, Head First. Cousins summarized research showing that depression is a demonstrated cause of physical ill health, including deleterious effects on the immune system. Equally striking is the fact that liberation from depression produces an almost automatic boost in the number of disease-fighting immune cells. Close quote. Cousins concluded, quote, if you can reduce the depression that almost inevitably affects cancer patients, you can increase the body's own capacity for fighting malignancies. Close quote. Depression is experienced as an overwhelming sense of hopelessness and helplessness. Those attitudes are the result of such beliefs as, I'm not good enough, I don't matter, I'll never get what I want, I'm powerless, I'm alone in the world, I'm worthless, life is difficult, and I'm unlovable. By eliminating beliefs such as these, depression can be eliminated and the immune system can be strengthened. Dr. Sandra Levy of the Pittsburgh Cancer Institute conducted research that led her to conclude, quote, perhaps the course of cancer can in part be altered by changing the emotions associated with depression, helplessness, and the failure to cope. Close quote. There are many additional studies showing the impact of the mind on cancer other than the impact of depression. Heart disease. Another example of the mind-body connection is heart disease. Scientists have long been puzzled by the fact that although the risk factors for heart disease, like high blood cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cigarette smoking, are well known, more than half the new cases of heart disease occur when none of these risk factors are present. Something else is going on. Scientists have also learned that the most reliable factor in determining survival rates for patients with heart disease are job satisfaction and a sense of, quote, overall happiness, close quote. Those who were alone and depressed had the poorest survival rates. Linda Powell, an assistant professor at the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health at the Yale University School of Medicine, has done extensive research on the relationship between mental states and heart attacks. Dr. Powell points out, quote, hostility and cynical mistrust are consistently associated with coronary artery disease. The constant ongoing vigilance associated with being mistrustful appears to promote coronary heart disease by speeding up the disposition of the arteriosclerotic plaque on the walls of the arteries. How we think this happens is that the hormones which enter the bloodstream during times of stress act to keep the sticky LDL cholesterol, which is considered the bad type of cholesterol, circulating in the bloodstream longer. And this increases the rate of blockage on the coronary arteries. The role of beliefs. In a well-researched book, The Health of Nations, True Causes of Sickness and Well-Being, Dr. Leonard Sagan concluded, quote, the data reviewed in this book demonstrate that those who are competent and have confidence in themselves and in their ability to control their own lives will experience better health outcomes than those who do not. Another dimension that must be incorporated into our notion of health is an understanding and appreciation for the preeminent role of early childhood in forming the attitudes and values that are fundamental in the formation of a healthy personality. Our current biomedical paradigm focuses narrowly on adult behavior, on diet, and particularly on physical fitness as the primary determinant of health, and largely ignores the fundamental role of our self-esteem and our ability to form affectionate relationships with others, and finally, to feel ourselves in charge of our own lives. It is in these qualities that true health lies. Close quote. Please share on my blog, MortyLefko.com, your thoughts and questions on the relationship between our beliefs and our illnesses. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week. This is Morty Lefko signing off.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.